You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Give the gift of comfort and wish your loved ones a merry softness with comfy underwear, loungewear, and pajamas from Tommy John.
Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics, and we're proudly two of them. In fact, our whole team is now. Plus, everything's backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee.
Get $20 off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/buck. Order by December 21st to get it in time for Christmas. TommyJohn.com/buck. See site for details.
Rush Limbaugh fans, it's the book of the year and the Christmas gift idea of the season. Rush on the Radio by James Golden. A behind-the-scenes look at life at the EIB Network. His insider's view of the incredible career of the greatest of all time, Rush Limbaugh.
This is James Golden, a.k.a. Boats Nerdly. Rush on the Radio is my tribute to Rush, the greatest of all time.
Available at Walmart, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere.
What has 1 year of Democrat control of Washington given us? Surging illegal immigration.
Crisis on the border.
A sea of humanity and desperation that has overwhelmed the U.S. Border Patrol.
Out of control inflation.
Every single working American is losing money because of inflation.
Indoctrination in schools.
CRT perpetuates racism.
White people are inherently racist.
Crime. Chaos, division.
The nation erupted into scenes of chaos
and failure.
Horrible scenes of people clinging to those airplanes. President Biden doubled down. There was not a plan in place to get out of Afghanistan.
One party, 1 year. I'm Kevin McCarthy. Together we can stop Joe Biden's disastrous agenda. We can end one-party rule, fire Nancy Pelosi, and take our country back. Go to firepelosi.com to join our fight. I'm Kevin McCarthy, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McCarthy Victory Fund. www.firepelosi.com.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charity Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Kern High School seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden acknowledges his sweeping social spending package won't get passed by Christmas. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Lacking the necessary votes in the Senate, Democrats will not be able to meet their self-imposed Christmas deadline. West Virginia's Joe Manchin continues to oppose the nearly $2 trillion package. In a written statement, the president said discussions with Manchin will continue, and he predicted the bill will eventually pass. But pushing it into next year is a setback for Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Pfizer testing an extra dose of its COVID-19 vaccine for babies and preschoolers enrolled in a study of the shots. Pfizer has been testing two very low-dose shots in children under the age of five, with some data expected by year's end. The spread of the Omicron variant is putting a damper on winter holiday celebrations.
Christmas revelers across Europe are scaling back their plans amid new restrictions and fears about the Omicron variant. In Denmark, health authorities say the number of coronavirus hospitalizations has risen faster than expected. The government moved to close venues like theaters, amusement parks, and museums to contain the spread. In Germany, the health minister says they're assuming a massive fifth wave. He says that even the Omicron variant's somewhat milder course won't make a difference because in a few weeks, the sheer number of cases will have compensated for the advantage. Britain has reported added record numbers of coronavirus cases this week, dealing a blow to pubs and restaurants with parties getting cancelled. Scotland and Wales have pledged millions of pounds in support of businesses amid growing concerns of a second lost holiday season for the travel and hospitality sector already battered by the pandemic. I'm Jennifer King.
Banks and big technology stocks leading another decline on Wall Street. The Dow is down 364 points, but the Nasdaq is ahead 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynavite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynavite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynavite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Las Vegas is ready to party like it's 2022, with 8 hotel casinos taking part in this year's 8-minute New Year's fireworks display, dubbed America's Party 2022, Deuces Wild. Fireworks will be launched from the MGM Grand, Aria, Planet Hollywood, Caesar's Palace, Treasure Island, the Venetian, the Strat, and the Strip's newest property, Resorts World Las Vegas. Fireworks by Grucci will launch more than 11,500 pyrotechnics from the 8 rooftops. Downtown Las Vegas will also have some fireworks out of its own. The Plaza will be hosting fireworks again this year. Grass lawns could soon be illegal in the Vegas Valley. The Southern Nevada Water Authority is considering a resolution that would prohibit grass lawns in all new developments, except at schools, parks, and cemeteries. 2 decades of a drought have led to the first federally declared water shortage for Lake Mead. The Colorado River supplies about 90% of Southern Nevada's water, with about 50% of that allocation being used just on irrigation alone.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Just check the traffic cams. There is a crash on Interstate 515 westbound. That's at Auto Show Drive. The left lanes are blocked in that one, and do look for some congestion on the Beltway, too. 215 westbound at Green Valley and 215 eastbound at Gillespie.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday, December 17th. Looking ahead, we are just over a week away from Christmas. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be a great one, unless something happens with COVID. We just don't know. We have a bunch of NFL games that have been canceled or postponed, rescheduled for later next week. There's all kinds of stuff like that going on. We'll get to that, I promise. But first, we want to do what we do every Friday. COVID or no COVID, we celebrate the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, come on, man. You know what day it is. It's the day that we celebrate. And we also celebrate the return of our buddy Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We were supposed to visit with him the other day, but he was just getting on an airplane as we were taking to air, and so we did not talk to him. But he is with us now. Scott, how you doing, my friend?
Good. And I do apologize to you and everybody else out there who usually listens to me on a Tuesday. I had a very interesting trip. I tried to take a little day trip up to Reno, and it turned into a severe weather storm warning trip all the way around, you know, every delays of every kind the whole day. Even, you know, coming back, I wasn't supposed to be on the airplane when you had called, but they were shuttling us on there because they're trying to get us back before the severe weather hit Las Vegas, right? And that didn't work because we sat on the tarmac for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, isn't that the way they get you on and then they sweat you?
Yeah, exactly. It was supposed to be 4 hours, so luckily it was only an hour and a half.
Wow. Let me just ask you, was that severe weather earlier this week, was that global warming rearing its ugly head or climate change or whatever they call it?
Well, it certainly wasn't warming because there was about 4 feet of snow up at Mount Rose up in Reno. So definitely not warming. And, of course, we had all that wind down here and rain. So that was really good for us down here. We'd like to have a lot more of that rain.
Let me ask you, we've seen just in the last 24 hours, the NHL, the NBA, and now the National Football League is being impacted by COVID-19 and the Omicron virus. I guess my question is, how serious is this getting? Is Christmas in question? I mean, we're just 8 days away.
Look, you can ask me this question over and over again, and I don't think it is. I mean, everybody's at the point now where they've taken all the precautions that they feel like they can take. I think a lot of people are going to be, you know, doing what they. Everybody learns the information and then they act according to the information they've been receiving. And I think everybody's at that point where they're taking care of themselves. Government doesn't need to step in anymore. Right, they don't need to step in anymore and say what we should and should not be doing. They give us the information, give us accurate, correct information. That's I think what people are doubting sometimes is the accurate information because it changes so fast. But then let everybody do what they're going to do, right? And I look, government's going to step in and say whatever, and I think people are just going to do what they want to at this point.
Well,
that's what I think.
Just so you know, and then so that everybody knows, I've been wrestling with this whole idea of getting a booster shot, and I yesterday went into my neighborhood Walmart, and I got a booster shot, and my left arm is a little sore, Otherwise, I'm fine. I'm not lethargic. I'm working. I'm getting her done. And again, my arm is a little sore. But other than that, I'm fine, and I got it done yesterday afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see. And by the way, government did not pressure me. I had nobody saying if you don't get a third shot that you can't come to work or anything like that. We were in studio yesterday and had a wonderful time.
That's the way it should be, Kevin.
No.
Quite honestly, I think that's exactly. You had information. You used that information. It informed you. And you acted according to what you believe is necessary for Kevin Wall. And I think that's what a lot of people are at right now. We're going to be having a legislative commission meeting Tuesday, and I believe we'll be asked to, certify the decision that was made to make sure that everybody on a NC, a Nevada System of Higher Education campus, make sure that they all have a vaccine, a mandate. And I have a hard time with that. You know, that's the one. So they're going to ask us to I can't remember how they're phrasing it, but it, you know, the mandate went out, and then they basically needed the legislature to confirm it. And I think they're going to have a hard time because it's basically the commission is made up of 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats. And I think they're going to have a much harder time than they think, because I think we're at that point where we're saying, look, let the people govern themselves, give them correct information, and let them govern themselves. And that's exactly what I do. Like my parents, I got the vaccine. My wife got the vaccine. We're at a certain age. I'm not sure about we're talking about our kids, where they're going to be at with this. But I think a lot of people are at that point now where they have the information, let them govern themselves, figure out what's best for them or their families. And then let's move on. The one thing I've heard about the Omicron is that it is highly contagious, but I've heard also that the symptoms aren't as bad. So maybe, you know, as it goes through, maybe we develop even more immunities. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm not an expert at all, but I know a lot of people are learning and trying to figure out what to do, what's best for them. That's the only thing I can say.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. As you talk to other lawmakers across the state, all 17 counties, and I know you interact with them on a regular basis, is this COVID and the Omicron and mandates, is it a political issue? Is it a partisan issue? Or is it something that cuts across party lines?
Well, if you're talking about the mandate, I do think it has become political. And that's what I keep hearing. But, you know, I think that a lot of them, if you're talking about crossing political lines, I think that it would work towards people feeling that let people decide, that, you know, mandates are probably not the answer. More than anything, I think you're going to hear a lot of people think that mandates have really been counterintuitive, right? People have been digging in their heels and saying, look, you can't make me do it, so I'm not going to do it. Whereas if you would just continue to give people accurate information, updated, accurate information, keep doing it, they'll make the right decision and what's best for them, again, and their family. That's what I think you're going to hear time and time again. And I think that is crossing across political lines. I really do believe that. The rest of it has just become too political. That's why, love him or hate him, Fauci, in my mind, would be the first person that really needs to step aside and let somebody else be the face of the information coming out from the scientific community, because it's become too political.
Well, and the reason I ask the question is that we've got two examples, both Democrats from Michigan and Colorado, who are saying they are against mask or rather vaccine mandates. But Steve Sisolak, for some reason, is still forcing state workers to pay for their own testing. What gives there?
Yeah, that is so wrong in my mind. They're going to be burdened. They're going to be shouldering the burden of that. And really, with all this money that's coming in from the federal government, they shouldn't be doing that, because, again, we don't know all the information. People are making choices. And I don't think that he should be pushing that on to the state workers or anybody else. I really think that we should be helping them pay until we know more information. Because, again, we don't even know. Now, I bring this up, and I know you've brought this up before, too. You know, people who have gotten COVID and who have developed immunities, we don't know if their immunity is as strong as somebody who's been vaccinated at this point. We don't know that yet, or we don't know how much more they can build up those immunities. And so maybe somebody who doesn't need the vaccine, and again, if vaccines, I tell everybody, I got the vaccine, I'm okay with it, but others may not need it, and it's up to them, because perhaps, every vaccine carries with it a certain amount of risk as well. And I'm not trying to scare anybody or anything like that, but every vaccine has a certain amount of risk. And so if you feel like you're just as immune because of the antibodies that you have compared to somebody who's gotten a vaccine, then why? Let everybody learn, understand, and then make decisions that govern themselves and their families. That's how I look at it. And, you keep seeing that, I thought it was quite enlightening when out of Michigan, we hear the governor say, it's Whitmer, right?
Yes.
These mandates are probably not a good idea anymore. And they're getting resistance almost everywhere. They're getting resistance and pushback. The courts are pushing back. They're like, I think you've overstepped your bounds here. And yet we continue to see Sis Black. Not only is he keeping the mask mandate, but he's going to be asking legislators to enforce and continue his policy, or the policy that's in place right now in Sheet campuses. That's something he'd like to see, I think. And where everybody else is going the opposite direction, he's doubling down.
By the way, this just in, my phone's blowing up and everybody else's is blowing up. The NFL has postponed 3 games. More than 100 players have tested positive for COVID-19, and included in those games, the Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. And that game's going to be played on Tuesday instead of Sunday. So it's just bizarre. More coming up, though, with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, as we try and sort through all of this. Also, we're going to talk about the new polling that's out that shows some very, very tight races for the U.S. Senate and governor, which is not good news for Catherine Cortez Masto or Steve Sisolak. We'll talk about that and more coming up with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada 18, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit PROWE Insurance.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Always good to have him on, especially today when we're trying to sort through all this, NFL, NHL, NBA, COVID. It's just a hodgepodge. It really honestly is. I want to talk some politics with Scott Hammond. Scott, there are polls out that show that races that were previously pretty much spoken for, with the Democrats prevailing for the Senate, for the governorship, they're now in the toss-up category and in some cases are leaning away from the Democrat. What is your sense? You keep your ear to the ground. What do you feel about what people are thinking right now?
But one part of me, I love the question. One part of me wants to say very conservatively that, you know, we're going to have to fight every fight and, you know, try to get as much as we can, you know. But, you know, cause you never want to give the other side anything to put up on their wall in the locker room, right? That's, you know, that's just the basketball mentality in me. I never wanted to, you know, tell my opponent, hey, we're going to crush you, because that just gives them fuel, right? So I don't want to say that. But at the same time, we are learning lessons from what happened in Virginia and what happened in New Jersey. And what happened there is that anywhere in if we extrapolate and we're learning more, if Trump got a certain number, and comes back to Trump, right? If he got a certain number of votes in a certain precinct or a certain district here in the state of Nevada, and we're looking at the new districts, not the old ones, the new ones, if he got a certain percentage, maybe 42-43% of the vote, then that district is leaning heavily Republican right now. That's what the numbers are telling us. So this next election, if we can get everybody rallied and get them to the polls and get them voting, then, you know, we have a chance of taking over a lot of these districts, as well as these congressional offices that we didn't, you know, previously have shots at. I mean, we're looking, you know, even Dina Titus's district is looking inviting to some folks who are entering that race. So this is looking good, and it looks really bad for somebody like a Sisolak, who's made, I would say, move after move incorrectly over the last 2 years.
Let me ask you, and this is more of a kind of a down in the weeds political question. How would you assess the Republican primary as far as the U.S. Senate? Captain Sam Brown has raised a ton of money. So has Adam Laxalt. You've got a couple of other candidates that are in the race or about to enter the race. And I guess my question is, what is that race going to come down to? Did you get a sense of what's at stake here?
Yeah, I think it comes right down to who actually is more personable, who actually can connect to the voters. They're getting lots of money, and I know that in the past, Adam Laxalt has had a lot of success getting folks from back east, from D.C., and getting them on board and getting money.